And joining us now is Juliana with a report from the world of online influences. Juliana, what have you got for us?
Yes, Adam, a lot of talk online today surrounding 37-year-old Ramon Abbas, better known as influencer Hush Puppy, famous for posting photos on social media celebrating his wealth.
And just how wealthy is he?
It's hard to say with any accuracy, as there is a lot of secrecy surrounding the amount and sources of his wealth, but it has been reported as being in the region of $20 million. Typical photographs of his on Instagram show him with shopping bags from expensive stores and him casually posing next to one of his many luxury cars. They gain a lot of attention from his 2.5 million followers.
So what happened?
Firstly, Abbas was extradited to the United States on the 3rd of July on charges of money laundering and immediately appeared in court in Chicago. His lawyer claimed that he was effectively kidnapped by the FBI and had done nothing wrong. The United Arab Emirates does not have an extradition treaty with the United States and claims to have expelled Mr. Abbas from Dubai, where he lived. This does not explain why Mr. Abbas was able to be taken by American authorities to the United States, as being expelled should have resulted in Mr. Abbas being returned to his native Nigeria. This was where Mr. Abbas grew up, in a very poor family, before moving to Malaysia and then later to Dubai.
So is he in serious trouble?
Well, Mr. Abbas, together with a group of other men, is accused of money laundering and other financial crimes, which are said to have made them $456 million. This includes defrauding a bank in Malta, as well as clients of a New York City law firm. He is also accused of taking $1.1 million in funds intended for a children's school in Qatar. To add to this, he is a wanted man in Nigeria. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison and be forced to repay all of his victims before being deported to Nigeria, where he could face further prison time. So yes, serious trouble is a good way of putting it.
Is there any evidence against him?
Dubai police did find roughly 2 million email addresses, which are thought to belong to possible victims. In his $10,000 per month apartment, there was $40 million in cash, as well as a variety of smartphones and laptops, which police believe were used to contact the victims, who were to date number 1,926,400 across the world. All of them were apparently paying for the expensive lifestyle which Abbas was displaying on Instagram. Ironically, it was these posts which caught the attention of the FBI and gave them information about him, such as his date of birth.
So he's made quite a name for himself.
He has, and it's not the first time he has attracted attention. Back in 2017, a song was released in Nigeria by Timaya called Teleperson. Abbas had a rivalry with Timaya going back a long way. The song is thought to be about Abbas and accuses him of fraud and talks of him spending all of his money on clothes and cars instead of sensible investments. It warns that the authorities would catch up with him. Now that he has pleaded guilty to his crimes, it seems that the song was quite an accurate prediction.
Juliana, thank you for your report.
You're welcome, Adam. I'll be back with updates as the story develops.